talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, the third caller today gets a free T-shirt. Devil Radio T-shirt wins a T-shirt, designer T-shirt, designed by Crudy himself. Once again, there's many places we could start, and I'll tell you where I'm going to start. It's in the House of Representatives. House of Representatives in Washington, D.C., voting today on the COVID relief bill. Apparently, Nancy Pelosi has herded the cats together. She has a majority. Even progressives who grumble a little bit that not everything is in there they wanted, and even some of the moderates that voted against the thing in the first place, she has a majority. And guess who is trying to delay it and can delay it for a period of time? Marjorie Taylor Greene, the QAnon lady, from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And she has fellow travelers and running dogs who are going to try to delay it with her. Lauren Boebert, of Rifle, Colorado, likes to pose with guns. She's the one that tried to bring a gun onto the floor of the house before metal detectors. There are metal detectors when you get in. If you and I go in, we have to go through a metal detector. But nobody expected that members of Congress should have to go through a metal detector when they access the Capitol through a House, a House of Representatives or a Senate corridor. And she brought her weapon onto the floor. I mean, I don't know, it wasn't self-defense. I don't know who she wanted to shoot. It's bad news, but she's a fellow traveler and running dog of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Then you have Mo Brooks and Gomer and Gossert. You have Nunez, Gates. I mean, Gymnasium Jim, GYM, Jordan. I don't know how they're all going to vote on this, but here's the tactic. In the House of Representatives, there are many routine things that Nancy Pelosi will just say, with unanimous consent, we'll have lunch from noon to one. Okay, with unanimous consent, we'll debate for 3 hours this morning, equally divided between the parties, break for lunch, and with unanimous consent, reconvene at one and do it for three more hours, that kind of stuff. Everybody yawns. Marjorie Taylor Greene has intended, and her fellow travelers and running dogs in the Republican caucus, in many cases, the illegitimate Republican caucus, determined, for instance, in Wisconsin by gerrymandering. There are 8 congressional districts in Wisconsin. 5 of them are Republicans. If you took a look at the statewide totals of the races, 5 of them should have been Democratic and 3 Republican. As it is, there's 5 Republican, 3 Democratic. But anyway, then you have a roll call vote. Now, normally you might say, okay, well, it's sort of a pain, but well, no, because a roll call vote means that they have to come up and actually vote. And remember, there are 435 members of Congress in the House of Representatives. The Congress also comprises the Senate, where there are 100 people. So the whole Congress, the Congress assembled, is 535 people, 435 in the House, 100 in the Senate. But to have 435 people come walking up, register a vote, and go back to their seats takes some time. If you bake in COVID and social distancing, because not all of them have been vaccinated, some of them are anti-vaxxers, some of them are anti-maskers. They like to sneeze and cough in kind of a sadistic fashion, these Republicans and their Democratic colleagues. They come up in pods, in groups. They might come up at 10 at a time. They come up at 10 at a time. That's 40, a little over 43 pods of them coming up. It takes time. Marjorie Taylor Greene and her group are going to object to everything and demand a roll call vote, going up in pods. It will add at least 10 hours to the proceedings today, maybe a little more. In other words, they are going to obstruct all day long, and they won't get to it till tomorrow. Now, it'll pass, but this kind of tactic shows me something. The whole idea, and the House does not have filibusters, by the way. You can't filibuster in the House, but you can slow it up by doing this kind of stuff. In the Senate, right now, you can filibuster except for budget bills, and you can demand 60 votes, which you won't get. Now, the whole theory behind permitting somebody to ask for a roll call vote presumes it's going to be done in good faith. It presumes that if the majority tries to ram something substantive through, the other side, the minority, can go, well, let's do roll call. Let's smoke you out of the bushes. Try to pull something on us as a majority. We want you on the record. And that's very valid. But when it comes time to breaking for lunch, breaking for a restroom break, setting the amount of time equally divided, it's not in good faith to do that just to delay the underlying vote. That's not in good faith. And in the Senate, it's not in good faith to say, and right now, without any requirement, you even be there. You don't have to sit up all night reading the Bible and Shakespeare and the dictionary just to kind of chew up time like the civil rights filibusters did in the early 60s. You don't even have to do that anymore. You just wave your hand and you say, filibuster, and then you go home, yawn, you have dinner, and everybody has to sit around and never get to the vote. This has got to change. And you want to know why it's got to change? Because when George Washington was president, and for many years after, a lot of the people didn't think there should be political parties. He thought there should not be political parties. There should be 100 patriots in the Senate and 435 in the House. There are fewer then, by the way, in the Senate and the House. There are fewer states, but you get the idea. And these are patriots, and they're going to do what they think is right, and they may be correct in one case and not in the other, but it works out. But when you have political parties that have morphed into donor interest groups, who are obstructing the whole intent of a filibuster in the Senate and roll call votes in the House is destroyed. It's destroyed. That was not the original intent. So in the Senate, for instance, Moscow Mitch realized that, and he took away, when he was majority leader, the filibuster opportunity for Supreme Court justices. That's how he rammed through what he rammed through. And then for Court of Appeals justices. So right now, we're going to do the same, but that's already been done by the Republicans. It was taken away for budget matters back in the 70s. What's wrong, quite frankly, with taking it away in the Senate for anything having to do with civil rights and voting? Just that subject matter. That would put SB1 right through, and we'd have voting reform. It's not an elimination of the filibuster, but it would get it done. And in the House, what if they just took a vote? We have the majority, a simple majority vote, no filibuster in the House, and said, if the speaker just from the podium announces certain housekeeping rules and unremarkable, uncontroversial housekeeping type measures, that will go unless a majority of the House opposes, which will first be done by voice vote. And then everybody will yell, and she'll say, the nays have it, and they'll claim this and they'll claim that, and she'll shut them down. But when you have QAnon, you know, it's not that you have Republicans in there like Eisenhower, even Nixon, George H.W. Bush, even George W. Bush, terrible president, but you don't have people in there who kind of understand the nature of American democracy, even though at times they try to subvert it. Nixon tried to subvert it. George W. Bush tried to subvert it. But the truth is, not in this fashion, where you take the warfare to the halls of Congress and shut it down. You take the warfare to the halls of Congress and shut it down. So that's got to stop. That's got to change. So stand by. If you're watching this live, and sometimes this station will break away from programming, go live if there's a really interesting and controversial thing being discussed, you know, for instance, the impeachment a year ago, or even the most recent one, and so forth. You're going to sit there a long time. I don't think they are going to cut to some of this stuff. They're not going to cut to Marjorie Taylor Greene getting up and say, I want a roll call vote on when we break for lunch. I want a roll call vote on whether Nancy Pelosi can set time limits on debate that are equally divided. I don't want that. That's QAnon speaking. That is the QAnon shaman speaking. That is the man with the horns, the fur, and the war paint, who, by the way, is still in jail because the judge found that he was one of the organizers. And everybody thought, that's cool. He's like a fraternity guy dressed up as a Viking or a polar bear, or whatever he thought he was dressed up as. He's still in jail. Marjorie Taylor Greene is his running dog, his fellow traveler. She should not be permitted to tie up the House on stupid stuff. This is truly stupid stuff. The last time she tried it, 18 Republicans voted against her. I think 18 will do it again, but it'll take 10 hours. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.